Hello and welcome into the Sober Data Show. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Sober. Joined today by Keith Jameson, Gator Guy 231, to talk about the new SoRare as if we haven't known about it for months. Keith, have you looked at anything today?
Not enough. So I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn a little bit on stream. We can figure out where I'm at in divisions on stream. It'll be fun.
There we go. Yeah, it seems like they released everything that we knew about, and everyone's like, whoa, this is new. So we'll get into that for a little bit. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. Looks like Kizo Gaming, who claimed to have the silver second place, but you're the first comment that I see. Enforcer 74, never too early for a like, which applies to everyone. So go like the video. That is a silver. And then David Marshall, looking forward to catching up on this one tomorrow, as I'll be at the Scotland game when this is live tonight. So David, thanks for coming in, and hello in the future. So those are your podium people today. There are a lot, the chat was absolutely bumping before this came on. In fact, those comments, one of which was like 9 hours ago. So it'll take a little time to get through this. We're going to get through everything today, guys. So don't worry. Ricky said we're going to need longer than an hour for this. We'll see. We'll see. Scott, has anyone figured out how to check how many people are entering from your division? No. I'm going to be able to bang out these easily. Cybershake says in the other competitions, yes. In Champ Challenge contenders, not yet. With like a, it's supposed to be like some sort of face, but it's showing as an S for me, which also reminds me that they have now continued to confuse champions and champion, challengers and challenger, contenders and contenders. But anyway, Cybershake said, good thing it's Easter. We can build lineups all night to the deadline. I will need the time too. I feel like we still have some time. Misaki said, goodbye, old Sora. Hello, lineup headaches. Toby, and this is going to be a hot topic, Keith. We are going to talk about this because Keith and I have already started to argue about it. Toby says the only thing
No, we didn't. I paused your arguments. I said, let's do it live.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And he said, the only thing I really don't like is the 50% captain bonus, just unnecessary variance added. Cybershakes is also on team, no 50%. However, Smoothboy says, not really sure what the fuss with this 50% captain bonus. If anything, it gives people with lesser cards a more realistic chance of outscoring the premium ones with some digging and a bit of luck. I'm going to hard disagree on that. We'll get back to that, but that is a hard disagree with me. Toby says, just adds variance for no reason. Arthur said, you all should be ashamed for being this early and not liking the video. Agreed. Philly Dilly, double digit posts an hour before the show. Are we back? We are back, baby. Let's go. Anyway, Alex Wilson, 50% captaincy bonus sucks. And it sucks even more that they didn't communicate it. Really, really poor. In fairness, we've had them before, not in like everything, but like 50% is not brand new, but I do feel like they could have said something. It feels a little snuck in there. Can we do a weekly show where Laird reviews the prizes he would have won if he picked the correct captain? Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks. But maybe. Daniel Cooper says, not even top 10 for 54 minutes early. It's like limited all-star in here. That's a great line. Well played, Daniel. James, what's up? Red or Dead 69, good to see you. Or at least thank you for coming. Kev Hurd said, evening all. Does everyone plan to put their best cards in divisions and neglect all-star, which will... We'll get into that as well. Bruzel, what's up? Peter says, I'm going to weigh up on the value of the rewards and player counts versus all-star versus the divisions I'm in, see which one is better value. If anyone is going to do that and put it in a way that we can all understand, it's going to be Peter. So that's.
I was going to say better Peter than us.
Totally, totally. Risu said, still 18 minutes to begin. I'm already like number 16. Only here to rant over the 50% captain bonus, says Sora Juju. So that's, here we go. Here we go. Tom, do any of you know how to raise a support issue to Sora Data? I do. However, you have to never call it SRD again.
SD.
SD, but it's support@soradata.com is the email. That's the best way to do it. Cool. So yeah. Bruzel says the very bottom of the site is a letter icon with an email. Oh yeah, that is there too. Anyway, do that. Mike Baston, what's up? Henry. Mike Baston said, looks like they don't need me. The chat already had a show on its own. And it's what? Had a show on its own. Yes. Show on its own. Sorry. It's Wilson. Wow, I thought I was here early. No, not enough. Brendan, what's up? Nils, Fabian. I have no idea what Heavy D's saying here. Bazzer, what's up? Tuggy, waiting until 12 seemed to take forever. I feel that. Shaforko, what's up? Surf, looking for food. Sebastian, Alex Wilson said, my pitchfork is nice and hot. I don't know why I found that so funny. Surface, hello. That's right. Too many messages. They're wait. I'm overwhelmed. Anyway, Ben said, I got some 50p Libertadores and Sudamericana not covered guys with L15s less than 40 for the special.
Oh, somebody's playing the game.
Javier Cabrera, welcome back. Speaking of that, Henry Rico Mon. Here we go. I don't think we were late. Were we? I don't know.
I don't know, man. I sped pretty good to get here on time. So
this is a great line. Shouldn't David Marshall be in goal? Anyway, Maddie, what's up? Yo gamers, first time catching live. What do you think about the 50% captain bonus? He will get in. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate that. Simo, what's up? I know Simo has his own show to do today. I think it's today. Anyway, Peter said they just want everyone to learn how to query the API. It's the only way to see the participant counts. Excuse me. I'm going to guess that there will be an easier way one day. Anyway, let's see. Charlie said 50% captain bonus, uproar at Sora Data headquarters, 50% cap for the win. Not at headquarters. I don't think that there is a standard opinion on it. Genesis, why is my Mbappe rare not worth 60 grand again yet? It's probably at 55. So just wait till the end of the day. Blue Tomatoes, why argue about the captain bonus? Just captain your highest score, problem solved. Blue Tomatoes gets it. Kizzle Kicks, what's up? Big G, good evening, everyone. First time I could finally make a live show. Hey, thanks. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that. Braden, I have no idea if I'm now just duplicating names. Hey, Dino, what's up? Limpy, David Alves, swimming on the Mayo with so many competitions and only 90 cards. That's got to be some sort of phrase that I'm not familiar with. Keith, where are you on the catch-up question? You're muted, but I think you said you were fine. It was fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm not crazy about it or anything.
All right, that's fair. Agent Cooper said it could have been worse. At least it's not 100% bonus for the captain, which sounds really egregious, but it's literally what they do in FPL. So
I feel like that made you feel a little better somehow.
Yeah, didn't for me. Tuggy said, I stand by the take that 50% cap is to give people a chance who get DNPs, which is just so...
No. I don't like that as the reason, but we'll get to it.
No.
So where do you want to start, man? Where do you want to start?
Yeah, so...
Breathing is a really good start, actually.
Yeah, so, yeah. Love myself a good breath. Anyway, so really the only thing that came out today that we know of are the divisions where everyone is playing, because they already said that the prize pools are not set, and which is like, I guess not worrying because they know, but
kind of worrying that it's
been a while. Kind of worrying. And
so I've been real working too much today, and I enjoyed like red lights and waiting for some people scrolling through. And I guess did I catch that it was like rolling out in increments, and people were like, we're refreshing. In my head, I'm like, you guys are actually probably the ones crashing the site. Like,
the refresh. So I don't think no one was crashing, but they clearly were like doing it in phases,
right,
which.
Right.
This is shocking to people. I'm not a tech guy. I don't know how these things work, but it really feels like that's a bad experience for people who are like so excited to like log in and see everything. And then they're like, it's not ready yet and we'll fix it. But whatever, people are excited now. There were some weird hiccups where you didn't have to select your target for cap 240. And so it made it seem like they were getting rid of those. And, some people I know were submitting, I think it was in the Sora Argentina Discord. Somebody was saying when they submitted their lineup, they were like in Division 2, and then they edited it and submitted it, and they were in Division 1, and then they edited it again and were in Division 3, and they were like, maybe you should just submit them until you're in Division 1 and just use that. But surely...
I mean, it's going to work itself out. I mean, it's, yeah, I love that. Where's your hammer?
I definitely have a hard hat somewhere. Anyway, and Ben said you could create a U23 rare plus lineup for about 5 minutes. You can play super rares in U23 rare. Sure. That's not gone.
So let me give you my little funny thing. I just quickly pulled up things to just kind of get an idea of what divisions I was in, which I still can't memorize. But it defaulted with the new UI to the current week, and it said All-Star Rare Plus. And I'm like, wait, they left it? Live game.
Yeah. I'm going to try this. Let's see if this works.
Just your side. Nothing.
Thanks, Jonathan. Well, let's see. I ended up with one Division I lineup after not having one. So yeah. So
give it some minutes, man. I mean,
for those of you who are live, or those of you who are watching this on the day that we're recording, it's Tuesday. Yeah. We have until Friday. Settle down. Goodness. Anyway. So yeah. Keith, did you look at your division places?
I did, and looked, and I had a couple division ones, and that's all I was actually looking at, was just to see if I at least had a few there.
Yeah.
But haven't had a tight chance to digest. I saw people saying you only had like two things showing up. You just had to hit input, add lineup, and you'll be in D5, I guess. Is that the scenario?
So everyone gets up to three entries in the new comps. Your first one is the division that they assigned to you based on your gallery. The second one is one division behind that. Okay. And your third entry is the last division.
And that'll be D5?
It's D5 for limited, D4 for rare, D3 for super rare.
Okay. So I saw one other comment from Sean, and I thought it was actually a very good point. Kind of sucks for the bottom divisions to start out because, well, no, it's the truth.
I know.
It is the truth. Now, that'll rectify itself probably in 2-3 weeks. But, you know, even people like us, our third lineups in like a rare, you know, are going to be better than a lot of people's best lineup. That,
yeah, lineups that should be in division 2 or 3 will be in 5.
I think that was the biggest thing that I've just seen so far, just in my limited looking. That's probably like the only miss. But
so that's a one, literally a one game week problem. But that's, or you can argue it's like a 2-game week problem, because you know, like, we'll get promoted and then promoted again, and then we're fine.
But I think that it's completely okay, because we've seen these one-off things, like Neymar going for 90 minutes on a zero is a one-off cap phenomenon. Like, you know, was cap broken because Neymar was a zero 1 week? No, it's just like stuff like that doesn't happen. So, you know, it is what it is. It'll shake itself out.
Absolutely. Matchlow is saying it's just one division per lineup, right? It is for the first game week, but after that. So if you have a division one lineup, your second lineup will be in division two.
Right.
That division two lineup could be promoted to division one if it performs well.
But even that makes sense to me. Like,
yeah,
you know, just because like a Nanzo, a Sean, a Roxy, a Pranksy have these crazy galleries, to give them all division one spots right away, that's kind of BS too. Yeah. So yeah. I kind of like it.
Yep. So yes, Rikamon, or the Division I could be relegated, and you have two in Division II. So yeah, could be that. So yeah, so like Pranksy will have one Division I lineup in the first game week.
Yeah.
He'll probably, and he will, it will be it, like in rare, he will need 3 game weeks of being promoted to get 3 into Division I.
Right, 3 consecutive.
Right. Right, like consecutive
good lineups.
Yep.
Like you F up one lineup, guys out or something like that, you're not moving up.
Right.
Probably. Right.
So, Johannes
said, your captain right, Laird.
Better get it right. Yeah. Johannes said, if my NEC stack plays PSV, should I go for Division 4? There's no like going for Division 4. If you have a Division 4 lineup, then yes, that's where you will put it in.
I think that's the conversation a lot of people are trying to have, and I think we still need more time to really understand the strategy, but you know, it's like people like, all right, this would normally be my D1 stack, but now it's my D4. It's like, yeah, that's what we've actually always done, which was, it was your all-star lineup. That was your number one priority. And then you toss it into 220 or something like that because you want to kind of throw it away.
Yep. Peter said one thing with Division One this game week, Prankstein, Anzo, et cetera, won't have multiple Division Ones this week. So it may be the best time to go for it. Of course, that relies on you having one as well.
So I want to make a comment to that comment. I don't think you should ever not go for it just because Nanzo, Pranksy, and them are there. Like,
yeah,
whatever. I mean, it's not like that they're there. It's your lineup. You've got five guys at home. You go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's what we were doing before. We were competing against them anyway. Philly Dilly, thoughts and prayers for Pranksy's Division 5 lineup. Does he play limiteds? I don't think he even, well, yeah, I assume he doesn't. Anyway, it's Hershey says, I can't wait to be a yo-yo club. Just such a great, great line. Blue Tomatoes, three consecutive promotions reminds me of Rival Wins. Does he get a ticket for achieving? Hey, somebody got a, what was that card? Usmani Dembele?
Dembele, yeah.
Dembele Limited for winning three consecutive Rival matches. Welcome to So Rare, whoever that was. Anyway. Philly Dilly says, in general, the thing people win most often is loot boxes, and you clearly want to be in higher divisions for better loot boxes. Yeah. You always want to be in the higher one.
So, question for you. Like, did that come out? I saw somebody posting, I think it was a rare loot box, but like, what, 1.7%?
It's low.
The cards are low. Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that going to be like the elite loot boxes too? Is it higher? Do you know?
They're higher, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Not much higher, though. Yeah, I'm just gonna wait, so I can't enter D4 before I enter my D2 lineup. Like, if I only have one lineup, I must go for D2. No, apologies for that. If you have one, if you have entries in D2, D3, and D4, you can just play D4 if you want. However, in August, if you don't play that D2, it'll get relegated.
I just don't think... Tell me if you're wrong there. I know you're trying to like rush through comment, but I think that's a terrible strategy. To like go, my lineup's okay, but not all that great. So I'm going to not play my D2 lineup. I'm just going to play in D4. Like the best prizes are higher up. You don't know. Like the one thing that, like, let's not get away from like the sober staples is what made the game so fun was these random guys that I have all pop off in the same week. And now all of a sudden I'm competing. Like, I don't think that you want to overthink this.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think plenty of people will still do it.
Everybody's overthinking it. I can already tell.
I don't think overthinking it. I think people will be like, my lineup's not that great this week, so I'm just going to play it in Division 4 and leave my Division 2. So the important thing about that, though, from now until August, skipping a week does not get you relegated.
Right.
But after August, or starting in August, you will.
But the penalty is... that it pops off, and now instead of winning better rewards than D2 because you would have got podium in there, you get lesser rewards in D4 because you were scared.
Yes. Yes.
Can I also just make a segue? That has happened. You probably had it running your DFS chats at RotoWire a lot, but that was like something that I'd see over and over in DFS would be people go, oh, I didn't like my lineup that much, so I didn't enter it into the big tournament, which would only be like $15 to $25 sometimes. And then they would come in and they go, oh, what would this many points it would be? And we'd be like $8,000. I'm like, oh my God, dude, you got to enter.
You got to play. Got to be in it to win it. Yeah. Raymond said, maybe I'm being slow. You're not. It's a lot of information. But how do you get promoted again? So this was included in today's update. They have them for others, but basically, each game week, half of Division 1 is sent down to Division 2, and 20% of Division 2 is sent up to Division 1. The reason those numbers are not even, or equal, excuse me, the number will be equal, but Division 2 has more entries in it. So it's 20% of like 100, basically, versus 50% of 50. And so this is how you do it. So as long as you're in the top quarter, top 20%, top fifth and down, you'll be promoted. And that doesn't mean you win a reward. The reward may be promotion. There's that. Anyway. Peter said, way too many blog posts. I can't keep up. I don't know what the solution is, Keith, to that. Like, there's just a lot of data. or data. It's a lot of information. And so like, how do you?
It just is what it is. I mean, I think it's just like anything. We're just going to get used to it with time. So,
yeah. So Redeco, that is correct. They said, if you do not submit a lineup until August, or not until August, but like if you miss a game week, you are, that lineup is not relegated. I don't know how they're going to deal with that, because that means then, I don't know how they're dealing with that. I'll put it that way. Like, how do they determine the, I guess it's the bottom 50% that play in Division One, let's call it. I don't know. To go back to your example there, Charlie said, it's like choosing the cap. Sometimes you take the lower and it hits the middle and you're like, ah. Anyway, Blue Tomatoes, which league is likely to have the highest median? Division One, because there are the best players. I would guess that. The highest median, yes, but not the highest scores to win top prizes. Surface, what's up? Would you agree that the rollout when the new game week started was pretty good? Divisions were clear, UI was at least functionable. For StoryWare, considering their history, I thought it went well overall. I mean, it's like I said, it's Tuesday. We have until Friday. Yeah, it seems fine. I haven't tried to put any lineups in that I like cared about. I probably won't go on to StoryWare until Friday when I put my lineups in.
So, okay, I just want to stop there. That would be a mistake, I think, this week specifically.
Waiting till Friday?
I mean, you and I are both the delay guys. And I did like make a pact with myself that this is the week I can't do it, because, you know, the one thing, kudos to you. You've been pumping your fist on this for probably like 3 weeks with you and your beta SD lineup builder that showed you all the weeks in advance. But until I saw, yes, there's a little slight there, but once you start trying to plug in lineups for this week and this new competitions, you just realize how many there are. And in the future, maybe we do have a little bit of easy, maybe it's a little bit easier to prioritize where to go. Right now, it's a mental cluster F for me, like what to do.
I don't think you're wrong. hold on, where was the, here we go. Ben said, somebody smarter than me will be able to answer, how do division sizes balance out if we have a wave of new users? So when you start, my understanding is you start in Division 5 and you just work your way up. So we'll have a ton of people in Division 5. And I literally cannot picture so many new users joining at the exact same time that they're like, oh no, Division 5 is too big.
That's a great problem if we can have.
Right. So quickly, while I did have beta access to the lineup builder, everyone else has had it for like 2 weeks also.
I agree.
Nanzo said, apart from not being able to enter any unique lineups, everything's fine.
So what did you think though about what I said about the amount of lineups and not putting it off this week specifically?
I think that's great advice. I think people should go into the Sora Data Lineup Builder and spend the next 2 days on it. And then on Thursday, figure out really what you want to do. Put them into SoRare. Then Friday morning, it's morning for me, but Friday morning for most people, delete everything and then just start over.
It probably would be better with it all being new UI though, too, to actually have some holders in a day or so in advance, just in case.
Maybe. That's a good point. That's a good point. All right. I'm going back to this captain thing.
Go for it.
There was a comment, and I'm trying to go back and find it here, because I don't think it was worded how they meant it, but I'm going to take advantage of the way that it was worded.
Okay.
So the general argument is that it gives essentially lesser lineups, meaning not as strong lineups, a better chance. Because if like one of those players absolutely crushes, then hey, you've got this huge, here we go. Smooth boy. Not really sure what the fuss with the 50% captain bonus is. If anything, it gives people with lesser cards a more realistic chance of outscoring the premium ones with some digging and a bit of luck. So I think if you want to take the, the one that gets me is this, a more realistic chance, because somebody basically added like, oh yeah, I'll just Captain Grimaldo every week. And it's like, if you don't have Grimaldo or Griezmann, or people were adding a few other like really good players, like if you don't have, like those are going to be the players that are captained at 50%. Mm-hmm. And if they go off and you don't have them and your captain doesn't go off, you're dead when it comes to like getting as high as possible. And it feels like the idea of like, oh yeah, more variance helps like the little guy. It doesn't. It's like late swap or subs. And we're all like, no, it helps that guy only has one lineup. And it's like, nah, mm-mm. I mean, well, it helps them, but not as much as
helps them have some more fun. We're not going to go into late swap. Once we get beyond that, but agree completely with you. Nico did say stars will be stars. So should a star not be?
You're absolutely right. I think this is part of it.
I didn't even see it for that. I literally was thinking of that line. Limpy and I are synced. But no, I mean, look, I think you see, if you actually go through some lives, you see some of the most egregious captain choices, like people over and over again taking goalkeepers as a captain with crazy
respect. My God.
Did the silver, the SD Opto get to you? Like that was an SD Opto decision right there. The disrespect, because for some reason it thinks that goalies should be captain 50% of the time. But you know, I think it helps. I think the reality is it tests your ability to weigh matchups, understand your players, your gallery. And I do think it actually makes some actual decisions of, hey, like in D1, I can roll out all of my studs, but you know, my D2 lineup, I'm maybe just missing that one guy in the crazy matchup. Do I actually maybe sacrifice him from D1 so that I got the 50% guy in D2? I think that's an interesting strategy part of it.
Like if you have two star players, you want to split them now?
That's a question you have to ask yourself, right? If you feel like good, both items are good, but maybe that second one you just don't know, because that 50% is really important. I mean, that's why you don't like it, because it's extra pressure on the guy.
No, there's nothing. You're literally talking about weakening a lineup so that you could strengthen another one. So now you have two suboptimal.
Andy and I are team spread ourselves thin so we can get more fights at the
apple. You already have a lineup. You're actually just wasting it now by trying to get a 50% captain.
Then don't do that. Then say that was a moronic move and don't do that. But I don't know. I don't mind the 50. It's just whatever. Everybody's
Hilo said the 50% bonus makes it easier to compete with one or two stars in a lineup. The problem is you're competing against lineups with three stars and one of them has 50% also. Like, it feels like people think it's some sort of advantage over lineups that are better, but like they have it too.
So I guess where I fall down or fall on this whole debate is I think it makes you be that much more careful with your lineup building and understanding what players you have and what the matchup is and what their likelihood of achieving their top level outcomes are. Like, again, I see so many terrible captain decisions over and over again. And it's just like, why did you do that? Oh, it didn't matter too much. It matters a lot more now. And I don't mind. I find myself to be, I think I'm pretty good at evaluating matchups and evaluating my players and like when they're going to go off, AKA, you know, I captained Gil this week. That was a great idea. But this is what it is, man. This is what it is. It's fine.
Yeah. Paul says they agree with you. A lot of managers don't like it because it adds extra pressure. This is
get better players. This whole move was to push better players up.
Who? Yeah. There you go. Kev Hurd. So we would say stars will be stars. So strengthen your lineup by buying more stars. Yeah. No, I think that's it. Agent Cooper said if your captain plays on Friday and gets a score of 70, you kind of know that your chance of winning is over.
I don't even know if that's the thing, though.
Yeah, he said, that's why I hate 50%. You're going to need your captain to get at least 90. I don't think that's right, but like, if you miss on your captain, you're dead. And now you're not dead.
If your captain gets 100 on Friday, you're buzzing.
Sure. But people... hold on. Oh, Jansen said Messi with 50% is better than your shit guy with 50%. Yeah.
Messi feels that much better to have.
Yeah. Peter said a lineup with 5-star players gets so much better chance to get the captain right. That's true.
I mean, so what's your biggest reason? What's your biggest fault like that? I mean, you're banging this drum.
I kind of agree with what Toby was saying before, that it feels like it's adding a variance in a place that doesn't need it, that we're just like doing it. And I don't think that it actually helps these lesser lineups as much as everyone thinks it does.
That's the wrong take. That is not like the reason that this helps. Like you getting the captain, a $30 guy that you think is in a good matchup, and me captaining Messi, that's not you catching up.
Right. Wedge Game said 50% helps lesser teams compete with elite teams, but only if they understand ceiling versus median projections. So like
my elite guy is better than
you. It helps them understand competing with the elite teams, but it actually not helping them compete.
No. Despite your AAA matchup. I mean, my thought is despite your AAA matchup with your Colombian midfielder who is a boss, and I have Messi at home versus anybody, or I have Kimmich at home, I'm good.
Service said there are pros and cons to both arguments, but the biggest gripe with it is that it helps stacks, which already are the lowest common denominator strategy. Why does it help stacks? Because there's only one obvious captain in most stacks. Agent Cooper said, I captain my Messi limited even when he's injured. It feels wrong not to. You ever submit like a 4-player lineup and you're like, yeah, throw Messi in. Isn't a game, but whatever.
So I had to this midweek for goalkeepers, and I was just literally like, who do I like the best? Like, and can I actually, the horrible thing, which one, if I win a reward, do I want to put in their player page, like on my rewards? Like, what am I trying to say? You know how you can look on your card and see what rewards you won?
Yeah.
I decided, I'm like, oh, I've won the most with Lars, so I want to put him in so that he can get a victory as well.
Lars knows how to win cards. Get him in there. I do that with Cap 240 Limited. Fred Emmings is always my
yes. You always do Fred, and you're like Fred. Fred keeps printing money.
Fred absolutely prints thresholds. It's great. Anyway, sorry, I was catching up on the. Mike Batson said, "You're not good, Keith. You've forgotten the late MLS injury reports." I'm guessing that's when you were like, "My lineup is good." Anyway. Sure. Ricky said, I'd like to hear from SoRare the reason why they made it 50% instead of 20%. There must be some logic behind the decision. Frankly, I would just like to hear them acknowledge it.
Yeah, I don't think like, they will.
Oh, by the way. So I remember when we put the new competitions in the lineup builder, we talked about this internally. And I was like, hey, I noticed we put it at 50%. Do we know it's 50%? And we were like, no, but... we'll find out. We'll change it if it goes to 20. And I was like, well, no way it'll be 50. So we should change it. Okay. Surface was saying the reason why it helps stacks is because there's usually one obvious captain. That's fine. Lionel said 50% captain is 100% better for stronger galleries. Love the use of the double
percentages.
Percentage, yeah. Daniel said it puts more priority on a single guy rather than spread across 5 guys. So I can see how it could help those with few top tier guys shoot for the stars. Yeah, I think I'm just bitching at this point.
Probably. I mean, my honest opinion right now is it just is what it is. We all adjust. And, you know, if you think that you have a really good lineup and you're devoid of an obvious captain choice, go remedy that, you know?
Charlie said, I think everyone's making a mountain out of a molehill. It won't really make that much of a difference. So I think it's going to make a significant difference, but we'll just get used to it.
We'll just be like,
we'll suck it up and yeah.
I mean, there's a lot that we're getting used to, you know, like I told you this last night, but you know, for me, it's a lot of getting used to that. I don't have rare cards to cover up an all-star rare plus that my super rares are just, or I only have a few.
Yeah.
So I had to get used to that too, you know? So, I mean, there's just a lot of this transition period. There's a lot for us to get used to.
Yeah. Hilo said a 1-star lineup is now more competitive against a 4-star lineup. It's that simple, at least compared to before. Should a 1-star lineup be more competitive than a 4-star lineup? Like, why are we trying to close that gap?
And then does it really? I mean, I understand a little bit of it, but, you know.
Mike said, where would we be? Where would it be if there wasn't some aspect of an update to be decisive? That's true. That's true. Nanzo said 50% captain bonus is one of the reasons cap 270 is so bad. Sebastian said, why does everything have to cater to smaller galleries? Limited players are already so extremely cheap that there should be more incentive to play higher stakes. Feels like a Sean Newsham burner account, but I hear you. Ryan, what's up? You didn't miss anything. Just nothing. Golden Goal said they should keep the 50% bonus and add the 20%. Puts the pressure on two players instead. How about like a vice captain? Why not? Wait, why not?
I mean, it's just lines take long enough as it is.
How about your captain gets 50, okay, and then you pick somebody for 40, 30, 20, and 10.
Oh my God. My head just hurt.
That's not part of the rule. Don't ever. I shouldn't have even said that on a show where we're trying to explain what is going on here. Sorry, I just got a notification for a trade offer. Someone sending me 3 super rares for my Jesus Ferreira rare, which you can imagine how good those super rares are. Anyway,
you don't have to look at it.
Yeah. So, Keith, I think the biggest thing that, and it's difficult for us to discuss this now because I don't think the prize pool is set. And I don't want to say what I'm going to say, so I'll say it differently. It's really important to see the prize pools to help us determine where we're going to play our cards. And so at the beginning, All-Star still had cash payments down to 80th place. And like Harry messaged me and he was like, hey, All-Star still has cash. And I was like, it shouldn't, but all right. And I was like, so if that's the case, maybe I'll go All-Star. And then it was like, oh wait, they removed it. So this like transitional updates on the website are a little frustrating. I don't even know if the prize pools are updated now. Like, I don't even want to look. Like I said, it's Tuesday. We have until Friday, but I would love it if tomorrow it was all set. So I would know, like, am I playing an All-Star? I did see, actually, I think this was an error, but let me double check this because I thought I could enter multiple lineups in All-Star Rare. Oh no, I can't. Excuse me. I can't. Okay. So that is fixed. Because I was like, whoa, multi-engineer All-Star. That's a bit of a difference. But anyway, so since we don't know, what do you think you'll do in terms of like prioritizing All-Star versus the new competitions?
I think I am going to start out just seeing where my best plays are. I have some Liverpool super rares, but I don't have enough Liverpool super rares to play champ at any sort of competitive level. So, you know, it's a very decent matchup against Brighton at home this weekend. So I would like those cards to have some good stuff around them. So I think that you kind of need to go to your top division. So if you happen to be in Challenger D1 or Contender D1, or if it's like D2 is your top, like see what those lineups look like. Are they good? Are they flawed? Do you think what was your lineup? You have like one in like 2 weeks that you're like, oh baby, I'm going to win this. Right. Like, does it give you that feeling? Like you're like, oh crap, I might have the nuts here. Like I have a great, great lineup that could definitely win. Or do I have holes? Because if you have holes, but you have good cards in other divisions too, then yeah, All-Star may be the fix.
Yeah, I think that's, fair. I don't even remember what it was. Sorry, hold on. Toby said requirements for in-season also says that any card with a season bonus counts as an in-season card, which goes against what they said in the roadmap. So it doesn't, but I think that they're still in the process of cleaning up incorrect new season bonuses. Like cards that were not minted again haven't lost their new season bonus, but they should have, and they're cleaning that up. So I like this take from Nanzo. I wish I came up with this myself. Great lineup choices can be scuppered by okay lineups with a lucky captain choice, says the guy with every great card.
Nanzo's anyway. Definitely on team, not 50% with you. So
yeah, for sure. What's up, Quinny?
So are you going to do similar in terms of your lineup prioritization, or how are you planning to do it?
Before I answer, I like this question from Mike for you. Will you play your away guys in the lowest division teams?
Yeah, I mean, crappy players go in crappy spots. So, or crappy spots go in crappy divisions. How about
there
that?
You go.
Crappy
you
players,
go.
Crappy spots.
So I think my expectation is that I'm going to want to put my strongest lineups in Division One wherever they go. And so if I feel like I have a super strong lineup for contender super rare, like that's where I'm going. It seems weird to like play that lineup in All-Star.
So can I give you like a scenario and tell me what you think you
Please.
Do? All right. So you have, knowing your gallery pretty well, like let's just say that you have River play in a great, great spot.
Yep.
So you've got your Armani, you've got, and let's do super rare where you aren't like River all the way over. So you've got your Armani, you've got your Paulo Diaz, boom, boom. Got my goalkeeper, mm-hmm. got my defender. Let's say I can't think of your mid
Barco.
Defender. No, you don't have a super rare Barco yet, do you?
Oh, not a super rare, no.
Yeah. This isn't Rare Plus anymore. You can't cover over these holes. But who's your best contender mid? Or not contender, sorry. Yes, contender. Jeez, I hate their all Cs.
Contender, not to be confused with contenders. it's probably... I'll give a shout-out to Sora Scandinavia. Okay. I think it's Hakan Evgen.
Okay.
If that's even how you say his name.
He's in a great spot, too. So you're like, you're starting to make your lineup. You're going through your builder. Goalkeeper locked, defender locked, mid locked, great. You go to forward. No good spots. They're all like... similar to our team, they're all like away games because this is me asking the question. But you look over into Challenger and you have a fantastic forward. And then I'm gonna make it one more worse than you. Then your next best play of your entire gallery in Super Rare is a defender.
Oh,
that is not in contender. He's in champion. I don't even
know. Yeah.
You get my point. Are you going to All-Star, or now are you sticking with your D1 plan?
That's not what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were even going to make it even worse.
Oh. That,
oh, and your last guy has an L15 of 3. And so you can also fit it into 240.
Oh, I'm not going to make that mind fuck on us because that's just too far.
I think I will really want to play that in All-Star.
Right. And you think that's bad now?
I don't know if it's bad. I think previously I'd be like, I can't compete there, but now it's like, who knows?
But why would you not be able to compete there? We just talked about they're all great spots.
No. Like, because I'm just used to seeing really good cards in All-Star over the last 2 years that like in my head, I'm like, oh no. But like now with the multi-entry, like I assume All-Star is watered down. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
So what would you do though? Like, just give your answer.
I think I would go to All-Star.
I think that's the correct decision because I do think of the baseline of old server or new server, it's make your best five.
I think that's right. And I think a lot of people will not do this and they will end up like multi-entering poorly and just putting in like 3 week lineups.
I'm wondering if a lot of people just forget about All-Star. Because it's not even like on the UI right now. It's not even like
Yeah, it's like hidden down below. I don't know. I want to answer some. There was a question. Blue Tomato said, did something change for the lineup strength indicator for the new comps, for example, taking division into account, which would be hard right now? So the answer is the lineup strength indicator is going to have to be completely redone, because part of it is basically like includes historical data, which we don't have any for challengers or contenders or champ. Well, I guess we technically do for champions, but like that will be adjusted. So the answer is, I don't know what we're even showing now, how viable it is. Did you have something?
No. I was going to say, I want you to respond to Surf's.
Sorry. I'm still,
344. Surely it's worth.
Oh, that, sorry. I was thinking surface to air missile. Surely it's worth prioritizing your D1s just to maintain them as D1. So like, if I play an all-star and I don't play D1, I keep the spot.
Yep. Right now, at least.
For now.
All-stars around.
Right.
So I think that's one kicker. But then, you know, if my D2 lineup is half decent, I'm probably going to want to enter in D1. You know, if I have like one more, like that's okay.
Yeah.
But no, I think this is going to be a mistake so many people make right now, which I think it's a mistake until I stand corrected, which is, they just focus on the new stuff because, you know, Sean talked about, I think yesterday, you know, how he kind of this past weekend went, you know, I know everybody's going to go straight to all the in-season MLS stuff. I'm just going to go ahead to All-Star or go ahead to Regions.
Classic, yeah.
I did the same thing on a lot of cards and, you know, had some crappy lineups get, you know, tier threes and things like that. Including, I just found a starting goalkeeper as a tier three I got for in season. Shout out Tuggy for the, I'm now the proud owner of Elliot Panico, and he is not.
That but, one?
Huh?
The same one?
No, Tuggy's the one of. Mine's not a one of, but anyhow, like, I do think there's going to be a lot of that, you know what, which ones are going to get really tossed in there? Nobody's playing Cap 270 or Cap 220. That's like the last stuff because people are going to go to tier five or go to their division five or division four over cap 220 because they're not going to want to do the restrictions.
Not if they don't have five players. Like if they have mixed.
You mean they need the limited?
No, I'm saying like if they have the like their low cap guys that they're not playing in their other lineups, like if they don't have five in contenders, they have like three in contenders, two in challengers, they have to go to cap 220.
Sure. I guess that makes sense, but I think people are going to really try to jam it into these new things.
I agree.
We've been waiting forever for it. And I think everybody really enjoys the promotion relegation aspect. I know I'm excited about that, but then I do think there's a strategic element that goes kind of like, I know everybody else is going to go do that. I'm going to keep my eye on the prize, which is, it's always been best lineups, best results. You know, you've banged this drum forever, and people like myself and Andy Black jokingly disagree with you, but then execute it, which is I want more lineups rather than the best quality. But the correct way to play is most optimal. If that means you only have 12 lineups instead of 15, make your 12 best.
I just want to clarify that is what I tell everyone to do. I do not do it. I am very much team more lineups, but I know it's suboptimal. But at least I know going into it. Limby said, what's your opinion on the special weekly rule? Maximum three players from the same club makes stacking impossible in European fixtures.
Special weekly, man. They do what they want.
Yeah.
You go.
I was going to say, like, don't look at that and be like, that's the rule from now on. Like, never think that ever again.
I'm actually going to go a positive with the max three teams. Good. So rare. Look at this. Start doing weird ass rules because that's what made special weeklies in the old world really fun. Was special. Like old man special. Like, how many of us were absolutely obsessed with the old man special?
I loved it.
It was like the best thing ever. And then I saw people like, I think somebody did for the old man special. Was like, well, I actually need all bald guys now. So let me go get all old bald guys. Like, that's the stuff that's really fun too.
Nothing screams fun than having a Brad Guzan special weekly of all bald guys. Anyway, Toby said, Rosenborg will and should have new season bonus until Friday since the season starts this game week. So we'll have exactly one game week where 2023 Rosenborg cards count as in season, which I guess that is true. I guess that's true. Jakob said, so if there is no Rubio card from 2024, is Rubio 2023 in season or classic? It is my understanding that it's classic. It doesn't matter if he's been reminted or not.
Which makes sense.
Yep. And Peter's right. It's just, it's really tough to know where to go right now without the prize pools. What's funny, Keith, is that I almost never really analyze the prize pools. Like, we'll look at them during the game week preview and we're just like, oh, there are that many cards, but I don't analyze them at all. And so I'm just like, oh, if my best lineup is in challengers, I'm just going to put it in challengers with like no thought of maybe it should go in all-star, but I don't know.
And you know what the craziest thing for us that haven't done a lot of analyzing on that is, are we going to actually be able to still spot what we should do? Or are we just going to go, okay, that's enough. That's enough tier ones and tier zeros. Like, looks good. I can get top 20 with this lineup.
Maybe. Right. Surf said, but will you really enter your spare contender guys in D1, D2 over D1? I probably wouldn't have the discipline.
No, I'd go to D1.
So Keith is on team jam him into D1.
Yeah. I've just seen too many. Maybe this is actually bad because it's going to go back to DFS more than so rare, but maybe it's both of them. I've just seen too many lineups that you think would be complete losers. Just a lot of stuff happened and all of a sudden you're sweating. So you've got the ticket. It's not costing you anything. Like, there's no, unless, okay, hold on. Let me hear. I think I know what you're going to say. If you had the foresight to look 1 week ahead, be like a Tuggy line. I'm going to use Tuggy for this example. That San Freche is in the best spot they're ever going to be in. Next week, their home versus the team that's gotten promoted and sucks. Then you go, I need to make sure I keep this D1 spot because that's my dime right there. I think that that's fine. But, you know, if you look ahead and it's just another cluster F week, then what the hell?
I forget what I was
going to say. What Matt just said with variants. Sorry about that.
What was I going to say about it? I don't know. Keith, would you play an away players only special?
No. The brand is too strong.
Jakob said, if that's the case with Rubio, 2023 is highlighted in server data in season tournament as in season. If your card says in season, like if it has an in season bonus on so rare, even incorrectly, that's what it'll show on server data. We don't control that. But if you go to put in the lineup, I'm guessing it will not let you. what was I going to say about?
It was about D2 versus D1 and not just throwing away your team in D1, if that helps at all.
Oh, you were like, it's a free entry?
Oh, yeah.
The downside is relegation, though.
To D2, though. It's not like you can't play the lineup all of a sudden.
Oh, sure. But like, D2. Ugh.
But if my lineup was good, like, next week it could get relegated, too. Like,
well, half of D1 gets relegated.
Right, and that could happen next week to you.
Sure.
One of your guys gets a red card early on. Fair. And you're...
That's fair.
It's a game, I'll just say on this, it's Matt said it really well. Variances can be big, just go for it. You just don't know when variance is going to be on your side.
Keith does not believe this, but there are players who play away from home who score goals. Like, it happens.
I have played away players in my career. Not very often.
Not happily.
Not happily. I always, but it's actually funny because there's like, I think I've told you, I probably complained to you and Andy about this, but like a guy like Julian Desart, like he's actually the type that like, if I ever dug into it, he probably does not have like a home away split type of thing.
He's probably better away.
He might be because he gets in more duels, has to tackle more. They have less ball. Like, I've actually noticed him when like, they're huge favorites at home. A lot of times he sucks because he just doesn't have that much to do other than just like play square passes. Like, he almost gets bailed out by PKs. But like, then you have a guy like Hector Herrera where all of a sudden you go home and he's the best player on the platform and you go away and he's just a guy.
He's just a guy. Yeah. This is a great idea and a really bad idea all at the same time. Highlanders, and can they do tier specific requirements, like only tier three cards in a special weekly?
They could, but probably hard.
I think it'd be really easy, but we're also just relying on them. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. I was going to say, like, the way that the tiers are set up, I don't think we want to trust that, but.
I remember you bitching in the old man special. You're like bitching, yeah, probably me. But about I got to play a Lucas Zelarayan in the old season. He was only like 31, and you were like convinced they screwed something up.
I was furious about that.
You're like so furious. And I think he was subbed or something like that. But you were just like, we can't do this.
So it was one of those weird, it was basically like the under 23 rule. Like the fact that they have like a single date, right, as opposed to just like, is this player under 23?
Right.
And
right,
this one, right. Zelarayan, was it at over 32?
I think it that's was what over it was. 32 and he was and very like, no, no. 31.
So that, oh, that's exactly what it was. It was like, he was still 31, but they were like, but he'll be 32 before July 1st. And I'm like, it's January. Who cares what he's doing in July? I was so angry about that. You're right.
You really were.
Now, I'm still angry. I still feel that, like literally right here. Brazil said we need the Lardinho 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 vice captain Palooza special weekly. Yeah, let's go. Tier 5 special from Johanneton. Toby says no cards above L15 of 50
that special is weekly. Called the underdog. Yeah. That is called the underdog, and it's the single greatest tournament in the history of Sober.
Philly Dilly, to help smaller galleries, you should have to pick a player that gets minus 50%. Yeah, captain minus 50% bonus. I mean, shit dealers obviously is the perfect.
No, I mean, I'm actually thinking about that. That's a hell of a, what the hell do I do here? The minus 50%, that would be fun.
Do you think people try to big brain it and they're like, I'll just take a DNP because then it's zero? But like, obviously, even
no, because points 50% are better than off. No, but
oh, there you go. Here it is. That's when you captain your goalie.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if he gets guillotined, it doesn't feel that bad.
Yeah. Brazil, I goalie is okay. Goaltender is not. Peter said, I just captain who I normally captain because they're always the worst.
Hold on, what's the George Costanza? Every instinct that I have is wrong. The opposite must be correct. I just
do the opposite. Yeah, perfect. Okay. I think without the prize pools, I'm not sure how much more we can, we can actually dive into. Like, that's why we haven't, like, looked at the lobby and at the gameplay. Keith, did you actually look at all your divisions? Like, are you in Division One everywhere where you thought you would be? Or wanted to be?
I think so. I mean, I didn't look for, but let's see. Challenger, super rare. Challenger, yep, on every season, new season, old season. Contender, I only have a Division II super rare.
Contender. Oh, that's the best competition.
That makes sense. I didn't have any. I didn't have contenders until like the last week. So
Harry made a great joke before. He was, I think he's in Division Two for Challengers super rare. And he's like, that's bullshit. I just got a Reynoso super rare 10 minutes ago. Why wouldn't they have counted
that? Yeah. Well, that was not to keep bringing up Tuggy, but you know, Tuggy's gallery increased a lot in the last like week. And I think he was in like T2. It's like, what the hell? And I think you were like, dude, like it was like 3 weeks ago. Oh, okay. I was that gallery 3 weeks ago, but not now.
So is Tuggy's in Contenders super rare D2?
D2, yeah.
Wow. With that San Freche.
You know why he sucked, why he's pissed? Because it's like one of the better San
Freche. Yeah, it's the San Freche smash weekend, yeah.
But you know what? Like, maybe you're against less San Freche good players. Like, not a lot of Sho Suzaki super rares probably in D2 other than mine. But, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, be pissed off ever that my lineup goes off and I'm in D2 or D3. If I go off and I win, I win.
Yeah.
Like, the rewards are great, but I will tell you, you can probably, I think you probably agree with this. The actual winning of the divisions is more gratifying than sometimes a reward.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Tommaso said, within the Italian community, someone suggested a competition in which the target is to put together the lowest possible score. That would be hilarious. That was stolen from Andy Black 3 years ago. This lowest. Actually, Andy, did Andy come up with that? Was it Surface?
I mean, it was R&D. It was ripped off and duplicated from somebody.
I guess so. JVic said, sorry if I missed it, but do you keep your Division One the following game week if you only enter Division Two in the current game week? You keep your Division One. It does not get relegated until August. And in August, if you don't play it, you will get relegated. Toby said, I really wonder how they ranked it all out. There's no way they went by value. I don't know. And Mike Basson said, so Tuggy guarantees to be in D1 next time. Yeah.
I don't know. One DNP, probably not so good. Right.
Yeah. Nanzo's going to claim credit for lowest score, but frankly, no way Nanzo has ever thought of a game would be good with the lowest score.
So I'll just say, this is how I'm going to settle the debate. If you call it shitulers, you stole it from Andy. If you called it lowball, you stole it from anybody else humanly possible.
Maybe.
But I want to just say that I'm going to make a proclamation type of thing, and then you can state it. But like, you know, if there's any worry about like where you got placed, I don't know. I think it's just whatever. Like, I think the coolest part about this whole promotion relegation thing is we're going to get rewarded and penalized by our lineup's performance from here on out. So they had to start somewhere. They probably picked some sort of barometer. It was probably good for most people. You might have gotten effed on some other ones. And whatever. If you think you should have been in D1, but you're in D3, go win D3, then you'll be in D2.
Yeah.
And move on from there. Like, I just don't know if it's worth enough, like, stressing yourself out of. You're still playing so rare. You're playing more likely against some lesser lineups at that point. Just make your lineup and win.
I just noticed that I'm in Division 2 for limited challenger in season, despite my full Midgeland completed collection, which is ridiculous. Anyway.
Do they have a good one matchup?
Yeah, I'm going to win it.
I'm going to win it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to. Blue Tomato said, Shitler's question is, a captain plus 50% or minus 50%? It's minus 50%. And if a player DNPs, they score 100.
100. You should. The goal of the game was to pick a left back that subbed in at 80 minutes, lost possessions 10 times, and then he happened to be your captain.
Yep. Nanzo said his was lowest minutes played, much better than lowest score. Now we're here. We're playing so rare. We're not here playing guess the minutes. Come on. Anyway. Ryan said, if I have a weak gallery and thought I belong in Division 4 and I got put in Division 3, did I get effed or did I get lucky?
Depends on how the lineup does.
We want to be as high as possible.
Yeah, that's the goal. So just
literally the game is to get as high as possible. Stop trying to like win the low ball if you can compete for the high ball.
But that's goes back to the whoever made the comment a half an hour ago. Should I not waste my D1? And put it in D4. No, like, if it go, like, you're going to be pissed off if you put it in D4 and you win D4 and you could have put in D1, it would have won.
Yes. And you're right. Midgerland don't have a great matchup, but it's fine.
Are they home?
Yes.
Then it can be great.
Yeah.
Anybody,
it's fine enough to win Division 2.
So one other thing I just want your comment on. I don't really have much of a take on it. I saw... From what I've been able to like gauge on Twitter and different discords, seems like the ban stacks is back a little bit this week because LAFC decided, who's been a complete crap shit show this year, just happened that Nashville is not very good and then their goalkeeper got sent off. Like, much to do and about nothing, correct? It's back to ban Ajax, you know.
The problem that I have with the banning stacks argument is that it inevitably comes back to like, it's boring and lazy. And it's like, well, then don't do it. Do something else. Like, stacking five players from the same team is usually suboptimal to win regularly. And so like when it hits, like low percentage things happen sometimes. And so when they happen, everyone's like, see? And you're like, yeah, but it's a 2% outcome. Like, that's bad strategy that happened to work. And so, like, let it.
Well, I think the funniest thing too is a lot of people that I've seen try the stacking idea, they buy their stack, they run it for 3 weeks, it goes badly, and they sell the stack.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, this idea didn't work. So just whatever.
The stack thing is always funny to me because everyone's like, it just needs to hit once.
Right.
And then just what you said, like, it doesn't hit in 3 weeks, and they're like, well, this sucks.
That was boring.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't pay attention that their best run of games is in a month. I did it when their worst run of games, or what? It is Nashville that always has to start out. I think they have to go away for like 8 straight weeks because of the country music stuff or something like that.
Is that what the reason is?
Yeah, it's their. I believe so. I could be way off here. We'll ask Scott or sometime. But like, I think it's Nashville, and then they get a backloaded home schedule in the second of the season.
Something like that. Good to know. Toby said Montreal starts every season with 6-ish away games.
There's another one. Yeah.
I just feel like the argument is never an argument. It's just an opinion of like, it's lazy. Or it's boring, and like, who are you to tell me what is lazy and boring? Like, if you think that, then just don't do it.
And also, I've watched you build up your Midgeland collections. You spent more work on that than I do buying random ass cards that I think are good deals.
Well, I mean, that's literally lighting money on fire sometimes. But Server said, after considering collection score, time invested in someone's actual budget, not everyone can afford 5 studs. It's not at all suboptimal for a lot of users. That's why it's annoying for others. So like, it may be optimal for time and budget, but I don't think it's optimal for winning in the game.
Right. Because so often just your one guy. I mean, like, you know what the funniest thing was about the LAFC stacks? Everybody, it seems like, played Hongshed, who hasn't been that good. And the correct answer was Aaron Long, who's been terrible for 2 years, right? So, you know, and you had this with Auxerre, whatever that feels. That literally feels 3 years ago, by the way.
100 years ago.
Like, I know that's this season. I can't even, that feels so long ago, but.
Shout out limited time only.
Yeah, but, you know, what was it? 7 or 8 straight same people at the top all picked the same captain, the same 5 guys. And the answer was the left back, not the center back. So. You know,
the answer is probably a one-off, to be honest, but
right. Or that. So, I mean, I don't know. I really have no problems with them either. And I just think that, you know, if you really have a problem with it, either join them or innovate past it.
Brazil said collection bonuses certainly help stacking. So maybe that's what Sora wants. Like collection bonus has encouraged stacking. I don't think it helps it. I'll put it that way. Like, I still don't think 5 players from the same team every week is optimal from a scoring as many points as possible. The collection bonuses help, but you don't need collection. Like, an extra 5% on 3 cards that are actually not as good, but they just happen to play for the same team is not the answer.
Right. I mean, like, okay, back to LAFC. Play Kai Wagner over... you're finally willing to admit Kai Wagner is the right choice?
Yeah, and Wagner, absolutely. Yeah.
Laird was on team.
Was?
Hey, man, better get off the train. Hundreds are in.
Everybody has. That was the week. I mean, that was it. That's the week I would have exploded with all those 50% captain Kai Wagner 100. Luck box hundreds.
Away from home.
Portland. Yeah, wait. Oh, my God. Oh.
But no, I mean, like, you've always said, like, you know, PSG, the best part of the fifth, the fifth guy in the stack was Kimmich, not.
Yeah.
You know, whoever.
Whoever, yeah. Verratti, maybe? I forget. What was the problem with the Ajax one, too?
Ajax
never had a reasonable one.
No, it was a mid. Yeah, because they didn't have – it was like everybody was like shoehorning Gravenberch in.
Right. And it was like, hey. Yeah. Agent Cooper said, the only time when stacks are optimal is when a team like France is playing against a semi-pro team like San Marino or Gibraltar. But even then, good luck avoiding a DM. Yeah,
I mean, last part, exactly.
Yeah,
but that's not a sack because all those guys are on different teams.
Well,
hold on, that's a hold on, wait. We gotta tie this along. That's a NEP stack. I bought all the best players because they play for France, not because they're the best players.
I bought 11 collections so that I could have maximum bonuses on these random guys, but they happen to play for France.
Love you, Nep.
Yeah. Why did you buy that full AC Milan collection? Because Mignon's playing in the Euros. Oh.
Okay. Well, no, and Theo. It was too
big. That's right. Right. That's right. Can't forget about him. Teo, I believe.
Oh, is it? I mean, you already butchered your other guy's name.
I need somebody to help me on that one because I have three of those now.
I got away very easily with Theo versus Teo.
Yeah. Yeah. Any last words there, Keith?
No, I think we're good. Yeah. Hey, welcome, new SoRare.
Welcome, new SoRare. Hello. Thank you to everybody for coming. I feel like we answered all the questions, but the bigger questions are going to come when the prize pools are out, and we just don't know when they'll be final. So we'll see. So yeah, thanks everyone for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny, who I believe did a stream earlier today all about this as well. I'm going to go back and watch that. So yeah, thank you to everybody. Brazil with the excellent advice. Keep the pitchforks warm. Just at the ready, just in case. But anyway, thank you, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow.